Quinan, Wemba Wemba and Palawa.
Started trying pottery and that. Yeah, it's cool until you got to try build a vase. But what I'm doing now is, as I was talking about my sari business, my mum and my little brother passed away this year and a couple of years ago. I just grabbed some clay and just rolled it out and then just done for my mum. She likes crows, so I done a crow for her. And then my brother, for our Pacific Islander side, I done a sea turtle and then done some designs in that. And then done their sunrise, sunset, and then paint them up and put them on their gravesite. So then, you know, when my daughters are older and they go, they're like, yeah, that's what your granddad made. We need some more of that stuff. We're leaving our imprint here. So then our grandkids and our grandkids can be like, oh, that's from our family. That's what we done, like, kind of thing. I'm like 30 years old. When I was growing up, like, it was pretty shameful to be Aboriginal. Like, everyone made it feel like it was a shame. I would never ever want my kids or any Indigenous kids or any kid just to feel that